Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Well, welcome back to Business Resolutions with my guest, Professor Dr. Herfik Paretsky. And we were discussing different moments of surprise, good and bad. Can you think of a setback that you had that wasn't a good moment during this trip? Besides the rigor that fell, that was an infrastructure one. But in terms of dealing with people, invariably there has to be. My father used to say, "I don't know how you translate, but it's siempre hay un gracioso. There's always a wise guy. There's always someone or something that will not work out. You know, what would that be episode with? Did you have something like that happen?
Yeah, I think the smaller a country, the more complicated rules and they. Very often the country, regarding the forms you have to fill, take themselves much more important than other bigger countries. And so it happened, for example, in Mauritius. I wanted to leave the boat for weeks alone in Mauritius, in a bay where a Rotarian friend has some maritime business, so he would be looking at it. And then I found out that I was not permitted to leave the boat there alone. I was not permitted to leave the country without my boat again. I couldn't fly home and come back in a month's time, leave the boat there on anchor. It was not possible alone. So I had to find, that was the law, a skipper, a licensed skipper who had to attach to a letter.
A Mauritius licensed skipper, which agrees
that he takes care of my boat with all the obligation of a skipper, a copy of his license, copy of his passport, and he had to sign everything, and they wanted a copy of my passport, of the ship's paper, of the flight data, which I would leave Mauritius, and when I come back, then they would only write a letter to whom it may concern, namely to their own immigration officer at the airport, that he would leave me out of the country for 4 weeks. It's ridiculous.
Right.
And the whole country of Mauritius is just 1.3 million as the population of Munich. So that, another similar event is New Zealand. It's a small country, 4.5 million people, but they have their own technical laws. For example, when you come with your sailboat into New Zealand, you cannot just attach your electrical cord to the marina. You have first to have a New Zealand electrician check your boat for $150, 1.5 hours, whether everything in electricity is all right, and then he attaches a label there, and then you may put your cord in there. When you want to refill your propane gas bottles, New Zealand has their own rules that they must withstand 33 atmospheres, whereas the rest of Europe, and Germany is certainly not underdeveloped technically, accepts 30 atmospheres. So our bottles were tested for 30 atmosphere. They were not permitted to be refilled in the high-tech country New Zealand, so they had to buy their own ones.
Yeah, they buy their containers. And
absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah. So yeah. It's sometimes strange, but you learn that the officers in airports or in the harbors, they're as a rule very friendly. I only had one negative experience in Argentina, but they are very friendly, and so it takes typically between 1 hour to 1 day, in Indonesia even 3 days, to check into a country, and you're officially not permitted to put your foot on the country.
It takes in some places for 3 days. That was your planned stay.
yeah. Indonesia is not one of the highlights of sailors, because you have to get a permit of navigation, which costs you 200 euros, and you have to apply for it roughly 6 weeks ahead of time, and it will and has to be accompanied by a letter of your consulate.
Wow.
That the country of Germany would request the country of Indonesia to permit the citizen of Germany sailing in the Indonesian waters. And then you get a sheet of paper which is signed by four different ministries, for foreign affairs, for tourism, for inner affairs, and on. And then you come with all the visa and with the permit and into the country, and you have an agent which has to do the clearance for you, But this experienced and highly recommended agent, highly recommended by other sailors who had the experience, this takes roughly 3 days until you are cleared in.
Well,
and when you leave the country, so it's
that
3 days.
Your stay.
Absolutely. And when you leave the country, Indonesia is the only country where you have to see, get a health certificate when you leave a country. That's ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. Yeah,
that we don't want you to take the bugs away from us.
Absolutely. And you have to bribe the doctor with typically $50, $100, that he does sign the certificate today and not in the next week when he might have some time.
Wow.
So it's this is a part of the world which is nice, but it's not highly recommended to sail there. It's perhaps much easier to go to Bali with an airplane and a hotel, but not with a sailboat.
That's incredible. One of the things I've always been kind of amazed. I think the poorer, more undeveloped the country, the harder it is to get in, and incredibly, it's hard to get out. Which you know, it's and the more you know, you go and you're just so amazed. In Europe, you just go from one country to the other. You drive in. There's no immigration, no duties, no anything. You say, well, the people
Madagascar
are dying.
Is even so that I canceled it as the only country from my list because of this reason.
Right,
because
right.
The other sailors who were there warned everyone that Madagascar doesn't pay the civil servants. So the income of the civil servant depends essentially on you, that you support his family for a month or so.
Wow.
So all the customs, immigration and health and so on, they will take days and lots of money of the order of $100 to $200.
And they have to hassle and haggle and negotiate. If it was just it's going to cost you $300. Well, here it is, but then you have to, you know, how much? And then they put the pressure on this and that. It's just
and
awful.
And it's just bribing. That's not the official price.
And so, you mentioned something about Argentina in passing, that you had a major problem in Argentina.
Yes, I had a court case ongoing for 3 days. So my boat was essentially confiscated, not me, but the boat, because I could not show in the second port in Argentina a form, which was not handed over to me in the port of entry, and the existence of which was unknown to me, because it says essentially that the captain of a boat who comes into Argentina would ask for the permission of the Argentinian government if he intends to go to the islands of Malvinas, known by the English as Falkland Islands. And since I could not show this in the second port because it wasn't given to me for signature, I never intended to go to the Malvinas, nor did I, and so I didn't have it. So I was essentially arrested. It was a court case ongoing, 3 days, three, four hours per day, and 50 pages were signed, filled with nonsense.
Why so complicated?
Complicated. I mean,
and they confiscated your boat. You couldn't.
They charged me the highest rate. That's €1,200. That's $1,600 because I didn't have the. They should have charged the officer who didn't give me the paper. And so when I left the courtroom, I told them that I don't accept this. I will tell everyone in my Rotary world and warn them to go into Argentina at all. That's a banana republic, because this is not written down in any rules that they want this paper, and find someone with $1,600 is quite a lot of money. So I recommend to go from Punta del Este in Uruguay directly down to the Malvinas, which the rest of the world calls Falkland Islands, so avoid this banana republic.
Yeah,
they didn't like this saying too much, but the court was closed, so I could leave then, and I certainly will never go back into Argentina with my sailboat.
Did you have to get a lawyer paid?
They wanted me to have one paid, but I knew exactly it wouldn't help, so it just
you were guilty for what they were charging.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but I can't understand why it took them 3 days
to
reach
Argentina. It's very complicated to get this amount of money, because you get only 300-400 euro equivalent out of the money machine, ATM. And I have, for this reason, I have three different accounts, three different cards. But in Argentina, they read the name. And so they say, this person has already so much money, and you don't get three times as much as I would get here in Puerto Rico and Munich. So I thought, in Germany, for example, you can go with this credit card and your passport into a bank and get higher amounts, the 1,200 euros, when you identify yourself. But even the Banco de Argentina did not have any form to pay money to a customer like me. They had just referred me to the machine. That's all we have. Yeah, you can't get money from me. And so it's a ridiculous. So
in order to come up with the 1,200 euros, you had to spend a couple more days. What a nightmare. Those are. But, you know, I guess that's going to happen somewhere, sometime over 3 years. Sure. It's going to happen. So, sure. Okay, well, let's take a break and we'll be right back. I'm with Professor Dr. Hervik Paretsky and from München, Germany, and a member of the Rotary Club there, International. We'll be right back after this break.